You have questions, we have answers. This is Jane Muller.
And this is Ken Muller. Welcome to our show, all about real estate with Ken and Jane. Today, Jane, it's photo day.
That's right. It's photo day.
Not for the kids. This is for the house.
Yeah, that's right.
Which can be equally as important as photo day for the kids. You got to make sure your house is looking in photo ready shape, right?
I think a lot of time, Ken, because we do this for living. We do this for so long. We think it's just common sense. But for the seller, haven't done it for a long time, and it's really, you know, they need more information. I'm guilty of that. You know, sometimes I remembered the first time my phone broke. I had a different phone. I went to the Verizon, and the guy there sold me Apple. At that time, I have no understanding of anything, so I just want to get out. I need a phone working so I can go on my appointment. So I bought Apple. So when I sit in the car, try to boost it up, try to call my client, tell them I'm running late because my phone suddenly died. So I couldn't make a phone work. Why? Because the Apple is swipe. The other phone has a button. Mm-hmm. So you would think that the 2 years old baby know how to swipe. Here, I'm a full grown up, almost senior age woman, doesn't know how to work. It took me a while to understand. So that's really make me down on me.
Right. That's right. Just because we take things like any professional does, you take certain things for granted. Like I had a similar experience with the Apple phone. One time the phone's clogged up, the screen just froze. And then I figured out, then I think Maria told me that, you have all these screens open. And then I never knew you had to flip and clean. You had to use your thumb and you have to take the phone and you have to like swipe it to clean out all the old things you brought up. And now I do that routinely, but it's not like the old days where you had a manual and the kids now everything is the last 10, 15 years. They just know it instinctively.
Yeah.
Whereas we grew up and everything was like an instruction manual. Now everything is just, they just know which button, you know, I always still get confused whenever I answer the phone. Sometimes I pick it up and it hit both buttons and you end up taking a picture of the screen or something. It's just,
I think you and I are very different in that we're both old and, but you like to read as an engineer and a law background, you like to read instruction report.
Yeah.
I like to go to the store, ask the shop assistant, explain to me. Not once, not twice, maybe three times.
But you'll cry for it. You'll be the first one to cry for help, that's for sure.
And multiple times, So in the real estate, right, sometimes we have to remind ourselves, our client may have the same experience, right? For us, it's common sense, but for them, how do they know? So next few sessions, what we're going to do is we're going to pick a few items. So if anyone have any suggestions or you want us to cover, please let us know. We will cover each session, you know, cover one topic so we can drop in more details.
Sure. And they could always leave a comment on All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane at our Facebook or send us an email at allaboutrealestatewithkenandjane@gmail.com.
So we can get feedback and cover the topic you are interested.
Or I believe with the website, they can leave a message, right?
Yes, absolutely. They can leave a message as well, right? Yeah.
Because the whole point of this show, I think, at least my point is we want to educate the public with informative topics, anything from, you know, all about the closing, the selling process, the mortgage, the title. So obviously getting your home ready to sell and the photos, they say a picture is worth 1,000 words. So obviously the photos are an integral part of getting any house ready for the market.
Yes. A lot of time, right, the seller were more concerned about who take the photo. Obviously we hired a professional photographer, but it's not the photo, it's getting the house ready. You know, just it's very important too. So today we're going to go through all the details to cover some common, ideas or mistakes and people may have an issue.
Right, absolutely. So let's start. Obviously, the home we're going to talk about mostly about single family homes so we can cover everything. And then whatever, if you have in a condo, obviously some of it's not going to apply. But obviously the home has an outside and it has an inside. Let's talk about the exterior things. Typically, let's start off with the driveways and the cars, how you would handle
a lot of time, right? And especially even a condo, right? Townhouse, you may have a car in front of your driveway. So even if you don't have a garage, you still have a parking, right? And sometimes we go there, we realized the son, the daughter, or roommate, right? They're gone. The car parked there. We don't have the key, or we don't want to move it. So that's the biggest thing. I always have to text them the day before to remind them. So please remove your car. Put your car on the street. The reason is the car doesn't look well when you take an outside picture. Secondly, your license plate will be there. So if right. you remove the car, and we're selling the house, the car's not part of the deal. So right. let's remove the car, park on the street. So the front look much more neat, and we can see better the house. Right. Less distraction.
Mm-hmm. Another common thing would be the trash cans, recycle bins. You want to make sure those are definitely either if you have a garage, put them in the garage. If you don't have a garage, put them at the far rear side of the house or somewhere where it won't be in the photo because obviously yeah. that just attracts.
Now the back of your house though because we also take the picture from the back of the house. So I would suggest to find one side of the house, put in between the front and the back, so on the side. So it doesn't matter when we take a picture from the front or the back, your trash bin won't be in the side.
Mm-hmm,
yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then small things, but the detail, right? The small things make huge difference.
Absolutely. Another thing would be flower pots. They should either be broken ones should be removed, empty ones should be removed or filled with flowers. Now that we're in springtime, they should either, yeah. but it should not be, because again, that's a small thing, but if it shows if something is broken or empty, it shows a little bit of neglect. So you want the house again to shine and pop in every way possible.
Best way it can be. And most importantly, it doesn't cost a dime. It only costs maybe 5 minutes, if all. It's just small things make a huge difference.
Right. Yes. Also now with the patios and grills, obviously if we're in the springtime, you want the patio furniture, if there is covers, you want them out. And you want the grill, if the grill's in halfway decent shape, you want the grill cover removed so you can show.
Yeah.
So the whole point of the pictures is to really enhance the saleability of your home. And by making the features look as comfortable and as appealing, you're doing yourself a favor. So just getting these tidying this up and getting these odds and ends in order makes all the difference.
Yeah. We're not here suggest you go out to buy a brand new grill or buy new patio furniture. We're not. If the furniture really beaten up, you want to get rid of it, I would suggest get rid of them before the photo because you don't want to show the photo has a broken chairs and old stuff. You're going to get rid of it. May well do it before the photo, before the showing, so we can present the house the best way we can. Another thing is on the exterior, sometimes they have branches, leaves, mm-hmm. and some trash bags. I would suggest you to take a few minutes to take them away. So once again, the more neat, the more clean it is. So shows the pride ownership, and that's give a by indication how well you take care of your home.
Mm-hmm, yes. Absolutely. So, and normally the photos, when they do the photos, again, it's up to the realtor, the real estate professional to work with the owner to determine the order. But normally the exterior photos, at least the front exterior, are the first photos that will appear online. So obviously, as they say, the first impression is very meaningful. So you want that first impression to really stand out. And, so anything that could detract from that, you should...
Put some effort. I mean, it's free. It's not like you have to spend money to get there. Just a little bit of effort. A little bit of effort yield big return.
Results, right.
And just piggyback on what Ken just said, the photo. The photographer take the photo in different sequence. Some may take inside first, outside later, vice versa. But the MLS, normally we put a front photo as a front one. Unless sometimes we do put a kitchen on the front, but very unusual. Normally you put a front photo as the first photo. Yes.
And here's another thing that owners and sellers should consult with their agent who can also advise a photographer. You should know how your house is situated, the angle of the sun, because if you don't want to schedule the photos at 12 noon, and start taking the front if the front is going to be directly, if you're going to be battling the sun, because regardless of the photographer you get, if you're taking a photo into the sun, it's not going to work. So you should, that's just something that I think would, requires a little just knowledge and coordinating the photo time so you don't conflict with the direct angle of the sun.
Absolutely. Once again, you're agent or professional, so we all know. As you know, as soon as I go to the house, first thing I know, your house facing, right? So we understand and the time of the photo, and we can coordinate with the photographer on that appointment. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And, you know, back on that side, right, sometimes the seller said, oh, today is, you know, it's really not sunny. I don't want to do the photo. In fact, in my personal, once again, I'm not a professional photographer here. Based on my own experience, if it's a cloudy day, may get better photo. Why is that? Because they don't have the sun, like you said, they don't have a shade. So in that case, the photo is more even. And with today's technology, I know all my photographers can make a blue sky every day.
Right. Well, I think most photographers prefer it if it's cloudy or overcast, because then they don't have to adjust the photos for the different angles of the sun and how the sun is shifting. So
yeah.
I think you're right.
I had a story to share, a quick one. And once we had an owner want to put a house on the market, took him a long time to get a paperwork done because he was traveling. Once he signed it, just happened, very unusual for New Jersey, have 8 days raining. It never happened before. I mean, at least my knowledge, right? Just straight 7-8 days cloudy day. I'm talking about long time ago. And that time we couldn't switch the background. So the owner is waiting, say, Jane, where's my listing? How come it's not on market yet? What happening? I said, well, because you are not in New Jersey. The New Jersey is a cloudy and a raining. What do you mean? I said, I want blue sky. I want a buyer to be happy and buy the house. I had to be, you know, upbeat. So we have to wait as soon as, you know, they have the sun and then we get out what took the photo. But nowadays, my photographer can make it happen any given day. As long as it's not raining, cloudy, perhaps is the better day.
Right.
They can make the work.
So I think in summary, for the outside, you want your photo, you want your house to smile, just like
that's
you do with just like you do with your son or daughter, your kid, whenever they say cheese, what we just covered is going to make the exterior of the house smile for the buyers.
That is a first impression. Yes.
Exactly, right. Yes. All right, why don't we take a short break, and then when we come back, we'll talk about the inside of the house.
Sure.
A two-story building, approximately 5,100 square feet with private offices and open spaces located in prime downtown New Brunswick, is available for lease. Yes, come on down and take a look. The building is zoned community commercial and has many permitted uses, including office, art gallery, theater, and music studio. To learn more about this property and more, contact Ken at 908-337-9448. That's Ken at 908-337-9448. A state-of-the-art building, approximately 3,000 square feet with a backup generator and plenty of parking, is available for lease. Located on the main thoroughfare in Hamilton Township, the building is zoned highway commercial and is suitable for retail, medical, office, education, and much more. To find out more and see if it fits your business and your needs, contact Ken at 908-337-9448. That's Ken at 908-337-9448. Attention to developers and contractors. Over 3 acres of land located at the heart of East Brunswick is up for sale. Great location and lots of potential. For further details, please contact Ken at 908-337-9448. You are listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane Muller on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. Now let's get back to the show.
Okay, welcome back. So, Jane, we covered the photo ready for the outside of the house. Let's now go through the front door.
That's right.
Let's give the owners and sellers some helpful hints on how to get the inside of your house ready. Let's start with we'll pick the kitchen. That's one of the more important places that a lot of buyers are going to check out. So,
That's right.
What do you got to say about the kitchen?
This is no right or wrong answer. Please don't hate me for this. This is just a personal preference. I'm really controlling person. I'm sorry. I like our kitchen, our clients, not mine.
I like my kitchen clean.
Yeah, I know. when I say mine,
You mean
or ours is our client, our house, my house. A lot of people say, how many houses you own? I said, no, my clients. I like to see them, see the older houses like my children. That's all my kids, right?
That's right.
The kitchen, I always like nothing on the kitchen. If you look at the kitchen, like nobody live there. What I mean by that, you don't have a kettle, you don't have the pot on the stove, you don't have
dishes in the sink. The dish rack with the dry dishes that should be removed from the counter.
Food on the table, bowl.
No odors in the house, no cooking odors. That's
for showing.
For the photo, they don't pick up the odors.
But still, I like the kitchen have nothing on there. You will say, Jane, why? Why can't I have a toaster? Why can't I have something on there, right? Because I try to make the buyer imagining how they live it, right? When you have a lot of things go on there, is this, in my opinion, I could be wrong here, right? It's the distraction. So I rather, and some people will zoom in and say, what's that item? What's that appliances? I rather the buyer to see a very clean and very neat kitchen.
Yeah, I think there's a degree. I think in certain cases, in certain times, we've allowed the buyers to leave if they have a fancy knife set. If they have a fancy knife set, if they have a fancy coffee maker, one or two items may be allowable.
Yes.
But the point is, less is usually better. And obviously,
less is more.
And if you have a bulky microwave, if you have a dish rack, if you have plates, if you have a lot
soap,
of clutter and soap and dish
rag,
liquid and things
yeah.
and rags, you want all that removed, stowed in the cabinets. And also, speaking of which, while we're in the kitchen, the cabinets, even though you want the cabinets, so when you open them, they're not obviously over cluttered because the buyers want to have a feel. When the showing comes, they may want to open the cabinets.
But for the photo,
as long as
you will ask me where you put the stuff, you can put the stuff in the garage if you have, or we can move from one place to another if the home really small, like a townhouses or condo, the room is relatively small area, can move them and move back. But generally speaking, try to put them away in the cabinet.
Right.
Just counter should be, things free.
But the point of everything we're covering today is this is on by photo day. So when the photographer comes in, and granted, our team is very good and will help on the day of the photos, anything that has to be moved will help out. But usually with a professional photographer, the house should be pretty much in photo-ready shape.
Yes.
So this purpose of this show is to really give you the planning. It might take a day. Depending on how your house meets the criteria, could take a longer period of time, so you may have to do some pre-planning.
Yes.
And not just wait 2 hours before the photographer shows up to get the house ready.
Another thing is, we talk about a kitchen, right? Some people put a lot of things on the refrigerator.
Oh, that's right.
That has to be removed. Like a lot of where you travel, you have a lot of magnet on there. So the fridge should be free of any posters, a business card, and the magnet.
Absolutely,
pizza
right.
and think from that. And most the common thing is a lot of people, because the floor, you before the sink or somewhere, you always put a rack there on the floor.
You mean the rug?
Rug. I would suggest, because I understand you try to protect it, but the photo day maybe remove it so we can see the consistency of the floor and it can show off how beautiful the kitchen
Absolutely,
is.
Right. And while we're on the topic of the refrigerator, removing photos, I think is another general topic is personal pictures. Now that everything is on the internet and with the enhancements they can do with the web, it's best that any personal pictures of the family be removed from anywhere they are and either put up with a generic non-family photo or just remove it from the wall. Because
even
you
remove from the wall, don't worry. You just leave the nail there. The photographer cannot see. Don't worry. Say, oh my God, there's so much a hole. Leave the nail there. They're not going to be a hole. So that's okay. So you just remove the photo, and the photographer can do some touch-up so the wall look all right. And by the way, what we suggest here for the kitchen is not for the showing, only for the photo day. We understand you live there, and you have stuff on the counter. That's absolutely no issue, just for the photo day. Just like Ken mentioned, for your kids go to school for take the photo. That day, you have to make sure to wear appropriate dress, go there so they look pretty, they look handsome. So that's the same. The photo today, what we discuss, only associate with the photo day, only that day.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. People that come in, when the buyers come in for the showings, they realize that if the houses that people live there and they have to have a certain amount of things out to carry their day-to-day mm-hmm. life. So, yeah, absolutely.
Let's talk about the bathroom. That's another thing. Yeah. Yes, very important. With the bathroom, right, once again, I'm very particular on that. The toilet seat must be down.
Yeah, that's right.
That's all my photographers know that. That's the first thing they go there to push it down. And secondly, we are doing the same thing, like a toothbrush, any personal item removed from the counter.
As well as the shower and the shower stall, the bathtub, any shampoo, any razors, that all should be either boxed up and put away, or if you have room, put it underneath in the cabinet, because
yes.
that should all be, again, as free and clear as possible for the bathroom
yes.
is a general rule, preferred way to...
Yeah, because I don't want to distract the buyer. Say, for example, you have a certain preference of the brand you're using. So we are trying to sell the house here. We try to, show the house to entice as many buyers as possible. So we don't want to have some personal stuff there.
Yeah, including also towels. A lot of sellers don't realize that the towels, unless they're really, I don't know, I guess a hotel level
with a fancy design
where they're really decorative. In most other cases, you want the towels removed. If it's
yes.
just a fold-up towel that somebody just took a shower, you just want that removed from the rack so that the buyers can see, the photographer can see, photograph the bathroom free and clear of any obstacles.
Yeah, they can see the rail for the towel. That's good enough, so they can see, where the things are, the function of it. That's about it. And also, plus, like the kitchen, sometimes we have an area rug in the bathroom. I would like to remove that too, because make the floor more consistent, make the whole thing more clear, and just... more sharp picture, I would say.
Mm-hmm, absolutely,
yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's switch to the bedrooms now. Another
yes.
equally important area that the photographer has to do. Obviously, the beds should be made, and also not only make the beds, but the sellers should think about the color coordination of the bedspreads, and obviously put out your best color coordination, because that can mean a lot mm-hmm. and into the whole...
Yeah, whole thing. And as far as the window treatment, right, that... I normally, if you have a blind, right, we always make sure if it's half open, everything half open. If they close, all close. If it's open, all open. So once again, consistency. That's something you don't have to worry. On the day, we professional photographer and us, we have a very sharp eyes. We pick that up.
Right.
But this kind of thing, like get a kitchen prepared, take your personal photo down, and get bathroom ready. And one more thing.
The dressers, we got to cover the dressers. Any dressers in the bedroom should be free. You don't want piles of clothes on top. You don't want jewelry. Again, you don't want any personal photos. I would say nothing on top of the dresser, even if
yes.
it's not. You
mm-hmm.
want the dresser free and clear so that the photographer, the room can show is
like a showroom.
It's
more like a showroom. Yeah. And one other problem I often have is we all have a home office, work from home. You have so much paper, you have everything on the table, the paper after paper, file after file. I would say better just box them up. So once again, make the table, desk as clean as possible, because we don't know what kind of, if you go to our house, you can see which side is Ken's desk, which side is mine, right?
Yeah,
for example, if the buyer like Ken look at the picture, the house is so much, and psychologically may put a negative thought on him. But for me, I'm messy. I'm used to it. So I look at the messy picture and say, oh, that's all right.
I could say the same thing at work. We used to have the two desks next to each other. My desk was, usually pretty empty, and your desk had like things from, 10 years ago that were still growing.
But I look at it differently, Ken.
Yeah,
who's working harder?
Look,
you go in the room, you say, oh, my desk is so full. You know,
right.
I'm the one working.
There you go. Okay, I'll give you that. That's, yeah. Well,
I perceive the working. Most of my time is used to find my things.
Exactly. That's the problem.
I use 20% of my time to find my items.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then now the question becomes, okay, so they've removed all this stuff. A lot of people might be saying, well, gee, you want me to move all this stuff? I don't have room to put all the stuff from the counters and the dressers in the closets, because so the best thing would be they box it, either put it in boxes or get some bins and either put it, if they have a garage, the best place to...
It's the garage.
Put it is the garage.
We don't take picture inside the garage. People, they know how the garage look like. Normally, one car, two car, from outside exterior picture already show. So I would highly recommend people put the stuff in the garage because A, easier for you. Yeah, easier for you to go in.
Right.
And secondly, you know, when you the time to move, the open the garage, the easier for the mover.
And for safety too.
Yes.
You don't want to be lugging stuff up and down the attic steps. That's
you may forget stuff in attic.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just closing some.
Which happened to a few sellers in the past.
Yes,
right? They forgot they had something, and then the buyer moves in a few weeks later. They say, "Oh, there's three boxes here."
Yeah, wedding photos.
Wedding
photos.
Yeah, that happened actually.
Photos.
So
maybe
they didn't want them back. After all, who knows, right?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes we always contact them, say when they don't want anything, we will help them to get back to them. But addicts.
Which always scares me because if they don't want it, I'm thinking you're going to bring it home and you'll find it. And I got like enough stuff. So that's why I'm like praying, please take it back. I don't need any more stuff in my garage. I'm fighting every day to keep it.
Sometimes we keep for the client and for a while if they don't want it and with their permission.
Well,
we'll try to donate it.
I would donate it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then if they don't have the garage, and then obviously the next best place would be the basement for the storage.
Yeah. And also, you know, even you don't have a basement, right? We don't take a picture in your closet, you know, your bedroom closet and something. And some people ask me how full is the closet. I would say you can stock as much as possible. The rule is when you open the door, nothing fell down, nothing hit your head, which happened before too.
Yeah.
So we do not take a picture in the closet because it's a small area. The picture doesn't show well unless you have a huge closet with a colonial, with the California type or beautiful organizer. That's a different, but generally we don't take
a picture of the closet,
yeah.
Right?
But when people come, they can see how big they are. We can verbally say, you know, two large working closet with organizer. We describe it in the word, but it may not show the photo because the photo may not give the justice of the actual closet.
Right.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is for the photo day, you can stuff the closets because the photographer won't be opening and closing them for any reason. But by the time the showing comes, you have to be prepared to have the closets so they're not going to fall. Things aren't going to fall because the buyers will want to open the closets.
The buyer
always does.
They always
want
to see how big the closet, how big the kitchen cabinet and bedroom closet and the linen closet. They always do. Yes.
Okay, great. All right, so we're just about out of time, so we have to wrap it up on this. But again, photos is a very important step in getting the house on the market.
As you mentioned, Ken, try to get it done a day before or something. So, you know, if you can prepare, especially the car, you know, if the person out home, nobody can drive it off, that's going to be a problem.
Right.
And a lot of things, just be prepared. Believe me, the moment, the time you put it in, is going to help us to promote your home.
Absolutely. Well said. All right. We're going to wrap it up. Hope everyone enjoys the rest of their weekend.
Thank you.
You have been listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane Muller, airing every Sunday at 10 a.m. on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. For feedback and suggestions for future topics, go to their Facebook page, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane, or email them at realestatewithkenandjane@gmail.com or call 732-898-2266.